Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My hands, I can't move them.
So who's sick?
35-year-old single mom. It's an odd presentation of paralysis.
No masses, no. Not cancer.
I still can't move my.
You're listening to House in 60 seconds.
Definitely not a vascular problem. We haven't found anything abnormal on any test.
Except she can't see or move her hands.
Why do we have to lie to her?
Swollen lymph nodes means it wasn't psychological.
Maggie tested negative for sarcoidosis.
But she's bleeding into her eyes now.
To a bone marrow aspiration.
The bones are harder than the drill.
Her entire skeleton is turning to stone.
Good for an aspiring superhero. Fatal for a human hoping to make it to Kwanzaa.
The testing will hurt a little.
I'll be fine.
Maggie didn't let us test her.
Who's going to tell the patient she's dying?
I will.
I told my mom I don't care what she thinks. I want you to test my marrow.
A mother who's going to die doesn't refuse a donor test because it might hurt. She refuses when she knows it won't match. She tends to happen when mother and daughter aren't mother and daughter.
It'd be cruel to tell her. You're telling me I could have breast cancer somewhere not in my breast? That doesn't make sense.
Cut out your mom's tumor. Start her on chemo. The rest of your symptoms should go away. Have a wonderful life.
She had a boob on her leg.
The Don and Mike Show.
It doesn't happen often.
She did. Well, I'm going to watch that tonight.
Balls on Fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
What do you say, Paula?
Touchdown!
My favorite.
Paula's effed up.
That answer is true.
Touchdown yourself, Paula. You got a tape here somewhere of Paula Abdul.
Strap her to the lie detector. Maybe it'll sober her up.
Mm-hmm. Burping or hiccuping. But Buzz, I know you don't watch American Idol. You got to love Simon Cowell here.
I watched this three or four times in a row because it was so funny, just based on Simon's reaction.
I like Simon.
You disgusting little pig.
Right.
My name's Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. What's going on, man?
Quite a bit.
Yeah? Like what? Tell me.
Well, auditioning for American Idol. It's been a great experience.
Excuse me, pardon me.
Disgusting. I have the hiccups. Hey. I am so sorry.
Oh. Want to have a drink of water? You know, hold your breath for 60 seconds.
Okay.
Tell us something about you, dude.
Well, I'm just a full-time student, and I volunteer at our zoo.
You
disgusting little pig.
He also throws his paper.
And yeah, like, it just drops the paper in his hand. Throws her under the bus completely. Wow. It was fantastic.
Should have been there, Buzz.
Yeah, I suppose.
Good for you. The news is they're broadcasting it again tonight, Buzzy.
Yes.
Will you be hopping on board later in the season?
I don't know. I'll give it a try once the auditions are over, but I'm skeptical after what I've been through.
Come on, Jackson.
What do you think, Jackson?
He's very stubborn about that. He gave it a try, but he's...
I keep trying, and I keep being disappointed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello.
Fred Rogers guy, I bet.
I get the orders here, don't I?
What?
Huh?
I get the orders here, don't I?
No, you don't. I'm hungry. Are you hungry, Mike?
I'm very hungry, and I'd like some food right away this time.
Right
not
away.
Not have to beg. I don't want to have to wait.
Something quick.
No. No.
Horrible.
Yes.
Horrible.
Yes.
Feeling kind of nervous.
Give us the popcorn, or we're hanging up.
Damn, you got me.
Give us the popcorn.
This is Fred Rogers.
Hi, Fred.
I was just making some popcorn.
Thank you.
Bye.
Say hi to your main bitch for me.
Mr. McFeely.
No, not Mr. McFeely.
Lady Elaine.
Sure.
Don't you have her tape ready?
When you were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
Bye-bye.
Bye!
There he goes.
That was his worst call ever.
Oh, no. There have been others.
Have there worse? Really?
He's slow. He's very slow.
Here's the key for that guy, that soundboard guy. Here's what we like. We like the standard, whether it's Sly, Arnold, whoever. Hello, the tape that sucks. Then we figure out that it's you. Then here's what we like. Oh, hi, this is Fred Rogers. Then we say, are we hungry? We like some popcorn. And then who's the biggest slut on the planet? Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine, and it moves very quickly. And all of your samples should be as clear and as easy to understand as Fred Rogers.
Please.
That's all we ask. Not a lot.
We don't need to hear the tape about the sticks.
No.
No.
And we don't need to hear the tape
when
about...
When you were a little boy, what did you want to do?
You had plates coming out of
and
places.
We also want to go Don and Mike Show, 1-1000, 1-1000, 2-1000, and then...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering if you think that crazy Filipino Ronaldo from Reno, you think he could have the career that... William Hung had.
Are you talking about the guy that wore the gold jacket?
No. No, no. I vote no on that. The Hung.
Is that who we're talking about, though?
I believe so. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, the one. You are my brother.
Oh, no, no, no. That's a different guy. Yeah, you're talking about a week or two ago.
Last week. That guy's moment has already come and gone.
It's gone. It was not. No, William Hung was. Yeah, you have to be so bad it's good times 20 compared to that guy.
That was like. That was a one in a million. They can't manufacture that again.
William Hung was so bad he was good, and he endeared himself to the American public.
The perfect storm.
And that is it. Don't you think that's the most overused cliche now? The perfect storm. It created really a perfect storm.
Well, it is what it is.
Hey, Buzz, remember this.
Right?
When you're done with this show, they can never take it away from you.
That's right.
Leave it all on the field.
Uh-huh. Or just be like Bush the other night. Someone must have told him, Oprah likes saying the word empower.
Oh, mm-hmm. God, yeah.
During the State of the Union address, I mean, seriously, we started the empower meter, and I think we got up to 15.
Thank God it was written for him, because otherwise he wouldn't know how to use the word.
Thank God he was all over the place with that.
But Paula's plane has been delayed.
Where is she now?
Oh, the gay guy.
Without his judge buddy to flirt with, Simon turned to Randy.
I like the glasses.
Oh, the purple.
They're cool,
purple.
Aren't they?
Yeah,
the
crazy.
Color.
Yeah, I got them in black, too.
Yeah, they're nice. Nice shirt.
See, Buzz, you miss Simon Cowell flirting with Randy.
What do you think, Jackson?
You know, this is one of the, and I've said a lot of bad things about American Idol today. I'll say a good thing about American Idol. Not only does the talent, and Simon, Randy, and Paula, and Ryan Seacrest, not only do they all, take pot shots at each other and throw each other under the bus like he did when she hiccuped, but the production staff does the same thing.
Yep.
And they will work very hard to embarrass the judges with a little video montage. It's nice to know that they're all feeding on each other. I think people enjoy that.
Also, last night, maybe you were like me, I kept thinking about the guy that told us there are 40 people in that audition room.
Yeah.
And the way they make it look like there's four people.
I know.
It really gives it a whole different flavor.
Paula plays to them probably more because I think she is the little brain of the group. She plays to that 40 more than anybody else. You'll see her looking over there just going,
I thought about when Ryan opened the wrong door.
All that was.
That was righteously funny.
You know, he opened the wrong door, but he could have gone through it.
I know.
It's not locked like they did last year in their effort to be nicer again.
Of course they could have gone through it. Did you see his bicep when he was arm wrestling that lady? Yeah.
His little 5'4" bicep.
Little faggot muscle.
His little elfin bicep.
God. Jesus.
Back to the North Pole to make more toys.
God, like that kills me.
And they let the arm wrestling lady through.
Little skinny half a fag with his pre-washed jeans and his I'm too hip for the room t-shirt. What? You want to arm wrestle? Okay, but only if I can give the obligatory shot of all the curls I've been doing down at the gay men's choir.
You know who you don't hear about? You don't hear about Ryan Seacrest and his exploits.
He's too busy.
Is he catting around town at all? You know, I'd be curious to know that.
No, working.
You don't hear him catting with anybody. That's right, his stupid morning show. I forgot about his radio show.
Broadcasting is his mistress.
That's right.
Yeah, he does want to be the new Dick Clark, right?
That is so true, Dick.
That is right, Dick.
I think if it's any significant offer, he will not turn it down. He'll do anything they ask him.
Clearly.
I was doing a search today about movies that... I was trying to make a point with my girlfriend that I had been to see the movie 27 Dresses, and last year I took her to see the movie Music and Lyrics.
With Drew Barrymore?
And Hugh Grant.
Right.
It came out around the same time. And anyway, this was on a discussion about, she was saying that, what do you want to see at the movies? And she said, well, you know, P.S. I love you. And I was like, I filled my quota on that, and thank God we couldn't even find a station, a TV theater, a TV theater, a movie station. I am so retarded.
She owes you a Rambo now.
Yeah. She wanted to see Rambo, and I turned her down.
Good.
I turned her
down.
I
wouldn't go see a Rambo movie if you paid me.
Go see the Eva Longoria movie where she's a ghost.
You know why I might say that? Because she's Eva Longoria Parker now. And I respect that about her. So anyway, I was just looking on the web, seeing are there any chick flicks at all that maybe I could tolerate seeing.
Meet the Spartans.
I did come across this item in promo for the movie Fool's Gold with Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
That looks hysterical, Ellie, when he gets hit with the golf club.
It opens this weekend, and Kate Hudson says when they were making the movie, She did not appreciate the fact that Matthew McConaughey did not use cologne or deodorant.
Gross.
She says he brings a salt rock, which he says is some sort of natural deodorant. And he said to her, would you please put this on me? I would not put him on it. He never wore cologne. He never wore deodorant.
So, I mean, like he lifts his arms up and says, rub the salt rock under my arms?
Uh-huh.
Ew. He's a lunatic. I like the guy. I'm starting to like him now because he's so out there.
So they go to Matthew McConaughey and they say, Kate Hudson says you got B.O. And he says, she's the only woman that has ever complained about the way that he smells and that he wants it on the record. He takes 3 showers a week.
Oh, you know what? The most recent Matthew McConaughey movie that I watched in its entirety was We Are Marshall. And you look at him in We Are Marshall, and you tell me if that is not the dirtiest, greasiest hair that an actor has ever had in a film.
What about that movie with Al Pacino where he plays the Johnny Slick, I'm the guy on the come, the odds maker?
Right.
Two for the money. He's got...
He's swarthy in that, too. He's nasty looking.
Thank you for working my word in my...
3 showers a week? And he's making movies!
Yeah.
My God. He's making cinema.
The weird thing is all 3 showers are on Saturday.
For a new movie called The Grackle,
right.
He's going to gain weight.
He's going to actually gain weight for that movie?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
What is this that's growing in my throat right now?
All right. You all right? Don't cough up blood or anything
Hold on.
That.
You know, this is not...
Oh, God. That's worse than Matthew McConaughey's armpits right now.
It's not been a problem for me recently.
Oh, dear.
Turn your head and spit.
No, but I mean, you can actually see the guy's not all that clean in the movies.
It does appear that way.
Oh, God, you missed it.
I did not.
You missed the bell. You missed the, something came down off of the trash bag.
That's a perfect
leaky. Right. I swear to God, I'm leaving.
Hold on, Mike.
I'm going to throw up. I will throw up.
Mike, just look where the
leaky... John, I can't look at that. Please don't make me look at that.
Just look where it landed.
All right. Oh, God. Oh, God, it landed on Leah's face. Oh, God, that is...
Okay. Well, I apologize.
Just flip.
Oh. Ooh.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm off the Mucinex.
Well, you got rid of it.
Clearly.
You got rid of it. If that's for sure, Dan.
You know, it was someone that called the show and said Mucinex works great.
You know, that was gross, but I'll give you credit. I know you take more than 3 showers a week.
I'm taking 3 today. Are you kidding? I'm a pig.
You know, though, I did switch to the herbal natural. You see in the deodorant aisles now, they have a lot of natural products.
That's a good thing.
The whole thing started with Tom's from Maine, and it doesn't have certain products in it. And I actually bought one, and it's not... overwhelmingly perfumey,
right?
But
good.
You know, you gotta you wake up in the morning sometimes, you know, after you haven't had the old deodorant on, there's a bit of a bouquet.
Did you buy a house from that company?
What company is that?
Tom's of Maine.
Tom's of Maine. Yes, I did.
How'd you do? Okay, come on now, say the joke, and it's a cabin, right?
I didn't say that, Mike.
There you go. I know the way your minds work.
I bought it from his
you
nephew.
You sick bastards.
Bought it from who?
From his nephew.
Who's his nephew?
Well, you know, he was.
Oh, dear God.
What, Mike?
I'm not saying nothing. You know, and then they get all creepy and silent, and I'm over here with my ass hanging out. Jeez.
Yeah, they get all creepy and silent.
They get all creepy and silent over there.
You sound like Beaver Cleaver.
See, they all creepy and silent and stuff.
Dad, they get all creepy and silent.
You don't blame me, Dad. Blame the guys that are being all creepy and silent.
Creepy and junk.
Do you care about this? Do you care that Christina Ricci almost had her breast ripped off by a chimpanzee?
I'd like to hear about it. It sounds fascinating, actually.
I'll tell you about it. She's filming a movie called Penelope.
Actually, she's not smart.
Doesn't have to be.
I will be quoting Robert II. The third.
Quote his son. Let me see. Of course, the monkey freaks out during the take and grabs my left breast, will not let go. He's so strong, I'm thinking, this is going to rip its hand away, and I will no longer have a breast.
Ooh.
Finally, they got him off me. But my fear is validated, and I will not go near a monkey again.
You know, you hear this, you hear about the guy that was mauled and all that.
Right.
Man, and I remember you and I, it wasn't that long ago that we were working with a chimpanzee.
Right. And that monkey loved it. We did a commercial we had to scream over and over again, win $10,000.
I had a welt on my throat for a week after that from the... the big monkey-like hand.
They're strong.
Monkey sure did like you, Mike.
The monkey really liked me, and you got so mad at that monkey trainer because when the monkey would like try to, I'd say your chance to win $10,000, and every time I'd say $10,000, the monkey would grip my throat tighter because he'd get excited, I guess, at the noise level or something like that, and the trainer would come down. I don't know where he grabbed the monkey. Well, it was Dina. It was a female, and I think he pinched the monkey's
This
like,
monkey
private
would just
area.
Make a yelp that just made your heart bleed. It was like, yeah.
And the trainer was really abusive to the animal to the point where we almost walked out of there.
Yeah, I said I want to be a dick about this, but if you're not going to treat that monkey nicer, you know, we quit. Because it was a funny premise for a commercial.
Right.
Monkey, we love monkeys. It was a monkey in a suit and tie, and he's the general manager.
He's the general manager. That was a sell on us. That took us 2 minutes to make
that
sell.
They had a monkey sitting behind a big desk with a microphone in front of it. And for whatever reason, when we burst into the general manager's office in this fake commercial, when Mike screams $10,000.
The monkey's got its... It's got its hand around my. It's what it is, Don. It had its arms around both of us.
Yes, but he would really clamp onto you and
right on my throat, right on my Adam's apple, on the end of my Adam's apple.
The monkey was like Clyde from one of those smart monkeys, like from that Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like an orangutan.
So Lancelot Link. It was that's exactly. It was a chimp. I mean, it was a chimpanzee. It wasn't a monkey. It was a chimpanzee.
It was a very smart animal, and we would laugh our asses off. And seriously. Something in me snapped, man, with this. And now right. Mike wasn't doing anything.
Right.
The monkey, Mike would go like, hey, this monkey's kind of hurting.
Oh, really? You know, because I didn't get scared, but I actually was concerned.
Do you remember what it was? It was your beard.
Yeah, the monkey liked my beard.
It was your red beard.
Yeah.
You had red beard.
Yeah, the monkey dug it.
The monkey loved it. But when they started, like, zapping and tasing this monkey.
It's too much.
Jesus Christ, Jack.
And then, remember the monkey when they
brought. What do you think, Jackson?
They brought the food cart in. They brought the food cart in for lunch, and the monkey went bat-ass.
Well, sure.
The monkey went unbelievably out of its mind, ran around screaming, like running around at 30 miles an hour around the inside of this studio at this place where they catered, like, you know, one day photo shoot, they cater breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They called it Food House. That was the name of the company. There's a nice company that was called Film House.
Right.
They called it Food House. They do a lot of radio commercials there.
They used to.
Yeah.
I don't think they do too many these days.
Now the chimps ate the place. out of house and home.
God, I remember one thing about that trip was you and I, we got done with the day of heavy shooting of this commercial, went back to our adjoining hotel rooms, where we ordered up like a million drinks and chicken fingers. And I remember that the robes that they gave us were not big enough.
Right.
So both you and I are walking around.
We're in our underwear.
Our hotel room, wearing robes.
Like a couple of old queens.
Have you seen I'm sure you've seen the Madden skit with Caliendo. Right. Well, because of these robes, we were so fat because they wouldn't fit us.
Wouldn't close.
We just used the robes as napkins. So we ordered like five orders of chicken fingers.
These were the robes that they provided, you know, complimentary, but you're really not supposed to keep them. So we said, well, then they're really glory, you know, they're glorified towels.
Right.
And the guy that came to the room must have thought that you and I had been the sloppiest gay man he'd ever met in his life because, you know, I opened the door and I got my robe akimbo and I've got an undershirt and underpants on. And he brings the food in, and Mike comes.
It's like the hillbillies go to the big city.
Mike comes around the corner, and he's exactly the same. He's like, God damn, this just does not fit.
Enjoy your fried food, gentlemen.
And I'm like, tell me about it.
No problem at all.
And the next picture, you and I.
Because we hadn't been fed enough during the taping of the commercial.
Was you and I sitting on a couch together with our feet up, and we had collectively the barbecue stains on our all over our robes.
Because once we both got them, then it was kind of like, oh, what the hell? And it was kind of comical.
Uh-huh.
Right. You know, you just wipe it. But anybody walking in there, it looked like, seriously, like we had hit a deer. It's horrible. It was very, very horrible. But the commercial came out great, and I believe the monkey wasn't harmed after Don pitched a fit.
Yay. Yeah, good for that monkey.
Yeah.
Monkeys.
Dina.
Monkeys in the news.
Monkeys
in the news. George Bush. Lots of people think he's a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
We have a George Bush bit.
He's empowered.
We have a George Bush bit. Yeah. Coming right up. Oh, and Mike, here's the thing also about Paula Abdul. We were talking before. OK Magazine says that Paula Abdul's Super Bowl performance was taped on Monday.
Right.
The official line from Fox is that there was not time to set up her performance. Fox people say Paula Abdul is afraid to perform live.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Perez Hilton had emails from a lot of people that had actually been to the taping. Apparently, there were a couple of good reviews that she looked good, mm-hmm. that she was actually nice when she got there, but apparently she kept people waiting for hours for this taping that they were supposed to do. She was quite the diva in that respect, but another email said she looks pretty hot in it. So we'll have to all wait and see.
Right on.
What do you think, Jackson?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Today I'm so happy. I feel like I could explode and happiness is going to go flying everywhere. So. Yeah. Okay.
And then she burps. She hiccups, technically, not a burp. Right.
You disgusting pig.
In every single way, that was just everything I hated.
Touchdown! Touchdown!
You know, maybe it's... they taped the Nebraska thing, you know, months ago, but it's the Paula pressure. Mm-hmm. The Paula pressure getting to her right now.
Touchdown!
All right, well, all of that. You know, we can discuss that with the leader of the free world.
Oh, he loves American Idol.
We got plenty of time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.